From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. She's been compared to Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald, but Kat Edmondson is her own artist. For over a decade, the former Austinite has brought jazz to a new generation. She's collaborated with Lyle Lovett and breathes new life into old standards, but she's also an accomplished songwriter, self-described as vintage pop. With the release of her third album, The Big Picture, Edmondson returned to Austin for a homecoming gig, and we were there to capture it. Today, on the Austin Music Experience, Kat Edmondson in concert, live from the historic soundstage of Austin City Limits. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. When you first hear Kat Edmondson's voice, it's hard to place it in the present day. She's a master interpreter of the Great American Songbook, but her latest album, The Big Picture, shows off her own songwriting. She says that she took inspiration from classic movies and performers, but she also drew from New York, her home base, for the last 4 years or so. Edmondson returned to Austin this year for a performance in Studio 6A, the soundstage where Austin City Limits used to tape. At this hour, we'll hear conversation and music from that concert. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Kat Edmondson.
Hi, everybody. How are you? Thanks for coming.
We miss you here in Austin.
Thank you. I miss you, too.
You've been in New York kind of on and off since 2010, and I think you went there thinking you would split your time between here and there, but you've been kind of ensconced for a while.
I have, yeah. I stayed. Believe it or not, it's quite difficult living in two places at the same time.
I do believe you.
Yeah.
So you must be having a good time in New York, or you wouldn't stay.
I love New York. In fact, I always dreamed of living there, so once I got there, I realized I really accomplished a lifelong dream, and there's so much of New York, as everyone knows, to explore, and so I'm not done yet.
How did New York play into your great new record, The Big Picture, in terms of songwriting, in terms of how it came out, you know, the sound of it? Mm-hmm. Did it play into it?
Sure. It's more cosmopolitan, I think. I mean, I was imagining a lot of the Art Deco buildings in the old movies that I was watching, that I walk past now on a daily basis in New York. But a lot of the movies that I grew up watching when I was a little kid were in New York City. And much of the music that I made hearkened to those pictures and other cinematic images that I had in my mind. They all go together.
If anyone has seen the video to Rainy Day Woman, then you would know how New York plays into this whole thing, because it's right there in the video. Since we're live on the radio, mm-hmm. I also read that you listened to radio growing up in Houston, Texas, and that played into the record as well?
Yeah, Oldies 94.5. It was the station that I listened to the most, and it was all the songs from the 50s and the 60s. And after spending 20 years listening to that station, I pretty much knew all of the songs.
We're here on the historic stage of Austin City Limits. I know you taped an edition of the program. Was it in this studio or in the newer studios?
It was in the newer studios, and I always lamented the fact that I could never tape here. So this is a great honor to be here.
I think that's the perfect way to get this show going. Live on KUTX, live in Studio 6A, please welcome Kat Edmondson and her band.
Together, you say, why do you run? Oh, just need a sign. You call me a weeping. Well, oh, never mind the weather. Well, oh, as long as we're together, you say. Why do you run away and save me for a rainy day? I can't say no, and that makes me crazy. I never say stay, I never can go away from you, baby. Wow, oh, never mind the weather. Wow, oh, as long as we're together, you say. No one ever loved you. No.
I don't want to.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be here. Would you believe that I was really nervous about this? And then I look into the audience and I know most of the people here, so I don't feel nervous anymore. In fact, I feel much less important because it's all family and people that have known me ever since I was little have seen me do a lot of really absurd things. Kind of discounts all of the accomplishment when everybody knows you that well. But gosh, I'm just delighted to be here. The next song that we're going to play for you is one called Oh My Love. Everyone, this is Laura Scarborough on keys and vibes. How can I show my love? It's not enough just to kiss you. Oh, it's not enough to hold you in my arms. No, it's not enough to tell you of your charms. And tonight, more than the Paris lights, how you sparkle. To thank you for being mine. To show my love for you and to thank you for being mine. Oh, ma chérie, comment puis-je te montrer mon amour? Il ne suffit pas de te prendre dans mes bras. Il ne suffit pas de parler de tes charmes. And tonight, more than the Paris lights, how you sparkle and you shine. Oh, my love, what to do? To show my love for you and to thank you for being mine.
all my love.
Kat Edmondson, live in concert. We'll hear more as the Austin Music Experience continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. We return now to Kat Edmondson, live in concert.
Can't you find a reason not to end it all? I've been coming up with ways to break your fall. Now that I'm around, I'll be sure you don't touch the ground. Didn't you? Looking like a lady standing in the sand. What was on your mind? What were you doing there, killing time? I don't know where you go whenever you leave, but you're happier there. I want to be.
Crying over you.
Let's do another one. Everybody, this one is by a friend of mine named Miles Zuniga. And he's a wonderful singer-songwriter. He and I played at Vino Vino, which is a wine bar on Guadalupe, for quite a while on Tuesday nights. And we were singing Beatles covers and Everly Brothers tunes. And then he started showing me some songs that he was writing. And upon hearing a few of them, I identified with them so much that I was certain that I would record them. And I think I told him so. But I've finally gotten around to recording this one. It's called You Can't Break My Heart.
What good does true love do? Why'd I fall in love with you? You can break a promise, but you can't break my heart. If I can change your mind, go your way and I'll go mine. You can't tear my world apart, but you can't break my heart. Who do you think you are? Walking out.
You're listening to Cat Edmondson, live from the historic soundstage of Austin City Limits.
hard and loud. I haven't got the world on a string, and I don't believe in Paris or spring, and I don't wait for rings. Despite my don't take cues from horoscope hounds, and I don't look around. Pretty baby, you have my heart, but yours isn't mine to have. Forever will we never be together. And the dreams I now dream of you just cut me like a knife. Don't haunt me if I can't be your wife. Go through life wearing entirely sensible shoes, never to fear glass slippers I'd lose, because I'm not in love. I'll never together. And the dreams I now dream of you just cut me like a knife. Oh, don't haunt me if I can't be your wife. I'll go through life wearing entirely sensible shoes, never to fear glass slippers I'd lose, because I'm not in love.
Thank you. In 2009, upon releasing my album, Take to the Sky, I was playing regularly, as I mentioned earlier, at Vino Vino down on Guadalupe. And a certain party came in, VIP party came in that night to celebrate a birthday. Lyle Lovett, and a number of people and heard me performing there. And subsequently, he asked me to perform with him on UT campus at Bass and sing Baby It's Cold Outside. Now, he had a lot of faith in me because we'd never sung together before and we never rehearsed that song before we played it. He invited me to come out on the road with him after that, and we sang that song together. And then I thought, just a hunch, maybe he might sing a song with me. So we recorded this one on my last album, Way Down Low. It's called Long Way Home.
I'll take the long way home tonight. Oh, please don't wait up. I'll be all right. Going about my usual day. I had no idea that Cupid and friends had other plans for me. Now I see. And so, before I call it a day, now I'm making stops along the way. Well, I'll be laughing with the moon in sheer delight, thanking every little bitty star in sight. When I take the long way home tonight, this day is through. Now I've got some things I gotta do. Well, I'll be laughing with the moon in sheer delight, thanking every little bitty star in sight. When I take the long way home tonight, babbling with the brook about my love for you. When I take the long way home tonight. Well, yeah, well, that's right. When I take the long way home tonight. That's right.
Everybody, this is Steve Elliott on guitar.
Kat Edmondson, live from Studio 6A on the Austin Music Experience. I'll be okay.
so hopelessly
another one by Miles Zuniga.
From the historic soundstage of Austin City Limits, Cat Edmondson. We'll return in a moment on the Austin Music Experience. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. We return now to Cat Edmondson, live from the historic soundstage of Austin City Limits.
Sunday in a park. get a plane. Gonna take her ride to the other side where no one knows my name. Avion, I want to run across the sea and around the sun. Avion, oh, I want to run across the sea.
Thank you so much. Have a couple more for you, everybody. Here we go.
Oh,
Live from Austin, Kat Edmondson on the Austin Music Experience.
Everybody, it's been a pleasure. A great pleasure playing for you tonight. Love to play another song for you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll keep it on a mellow note. The last song that we'll play is the last song that I wrote for my new album, The Big Picture. And I started writing it when I was on the road last year. I was riding around listening to a lot of Paul Simon records. And a lot of times when I write a song, I hear other people singing it. So I heard his voice all the while. And I had a chorus, and I had a hook. And it's kind of like doing a crossword puzzle or something. Anyway, I went to meet with Mitchell Froom, who produced my record December of last year. And I brought him 40 songs to whittle down to 12 to put on an album. And this one was just an acorn at the time. It was just an idea. All I had was, who's counting, babe? Who's counting? That's all I had. So I was like, you gotta hear this because I really think it's okay. And I want to do something with it, and I had no instrument to play. I was just sitting at in his studio with him, which of course there are a lot of instruments in his studio, but I don't play one actually. So I was like, I'll just sing it for you. So I was patting the time on my lap, and he was right there with me. I swear he heard it all. So I sang, and I started making up words just to fill in the blank, so he could get an idea of what it could potentially sound like. And he was like, go home and work on that one, and we'll see what we can do with it. Because I really think that could be a strong one. So I went home, and I worked to no avail. I toiled for hours, and I decided that this would be one of those songs that was going to take 7 years. Because I actually had a song that took 7 years. And so I called him, and I said, 7 years, and he was like, you're crazy. He was like, well, what were all those words that you were singing to me before? And I said, those were just filler words. And he was like, I thought that was great. So I said, well, we can't do that because I don't understand what the song is about. And he said, I know what it's about. And to be quite honest, I still don't know what the song is about. But I kept those words and I added some more. And maybe you can figure out what the song is about. Searching for something to which I can relate. Standing in a long line at the third departure gate. Your first or your last, it's still hurry up and wait. Crossing the ocean ain't no ordinary thing. 5,000 miles on a gigantic missile with wings. 1 minute to take off when the captain bell dings. I've got three decades as Sue and Jim's daughter. And it's been 4 years, 4 years I've been singing in the halls. And we've shared counting the tallies on the wall. Ooh, who's counting, baby? Who's counting anything at all? We try to be right, we try to be good, and we try to be strong. It's never enough, it's always too much, and there's still something wrong. And yet in the meantime, we just keep moving along.
Edmondson, recorded live in Studio 6A, the historic soundstage of Austin's city limits, on October 27th, 2014. If you missed any portion of this broadcast, or you'd just like to hear it again, you can find the full concert at kutx.org. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy, with assistance from myself. Our live music engineers for this broadcast were Cliff Hargrove, Casey Cheek, John Craig, Laura Willis, and Todd Callahan. Special thanks to Sharon Cullen at KLRU Television. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.